So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry. But most importantly, he's gonna save your life.
He'll let him speak for himself, he's got a lot to say. Pass him the mic and get ready to sway.
My stomach, the chest is fine.
Everybody put your phones on airplane mode if you haven't yet.
Because we're starting a podcast.
Great.
Great. It's about 9:45. Welcome, everybody.
Oh, we're on.
Oh, we are totes on.
Great.
Dude.
Yeah.
You're catching us.
Why not?
Good.
Why not? Oh, what number of podcast? Yeah, this is episode number 72 of the Octavarius podcast.
The number of the refrigerator, William Perry.
Thought you were going to talk about a specific type of refrigerator.
Yes, the...
I'm sure there's a Series 72 big cool.
Amana?
Big cool?
72 Amana.
Likely.
Only cars have that nostalgia factor. No one's ever like, man, I just got this sweet 72 fridge.
No, that's not true.
Baseball cards.
That's not true at all.
Baseball cards have that kind
of thing. I know tons of people who want like vintage refrigerators, the ones that are like, look all smooth and egg-like.
An old Norge is what you're referring to. Norge refrigerators were very popular, and they had that egg look. Yeah. That you're talking about?
I can't believe.
Quarters.
Well, Comedy Sports has
Speaking
Norge.
Of cool and big cool, you know what's cool?
What's that?
Roll call.
All right.
Great.
Shake it. Yeah.
Everybody, roll call. Start at the end.
LP.
B-Well.
Gustavi.
Makula.
Mark.
Tins.
Keith.
Cloud.
Great.
You did it. We did it, guys.
We
it didn't work.
It's did
not,
it.
It's
this
not
is our first podcast beat. Back from LA.
Yes.
I know, I got it.
Oh,
we
my
had
God.
A great time there.
Oh, we had a great time.
I flew first class home.
Wait,
you did.
No way.
You
flew first class?
You got upgraded.
Wait, are you serious?
You tell me about this. You didn't tell anyone else.
Yeah, the for free because.
Do you have a mimosa?
I had a beer. They gave me a beer, but.
Wait, they give you drinks in first class?
Yes, first class, you don't have to pay for the alcohol.
It's like no the wedding way. Singer.
The flight was overbooked, which was surprising because there's an 11:20 flight out of LAX. And I was like, okay, good. Not many people are going to get on this flight.
Like a Wednesday night.
Yeah, like I could probably take over an entire like row or at least two seats and sit comfortably. And it starts filling up around like 10:30. I'm like, oh no. And they start putting like on the TV screens, you know, you can get volunteer points. You can get points if you volunteer to give up your seat. I'm like, crap, I'm kicked off this flight. I know it. Everyone around me is wearing suits, and I'm wearing, like, jeans and a sweatshirt. That's what I was thinking. Like, Titanic rules. Like, look at this kid who hasn't shaved and showered. And they call my name up, like, passenger Makula.
You will be sitting with the stacks of crates of chickens.
That's what I thought. Like, style. No, like, there's a family that needs to sit together. Can we move you a couple rows up? And I'm like, oh, sure, as long as I get to go on this plane. And they put out a new ticket. I don't bother looking at it until I get onto the plane. And I get on, and I look, it says seat number 4. And I'm like, this can't be first class. No, they wouldn't put me in first class. So I walk past first class, walk past coach, thinking that they start the numbers again. They
There's like a sub coach?
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, first class are these golden numbers. Coach
he
is like
thought
this...
he was in chickens and boxes
yeah.
class.
I end up walking all the way to the back of the plane because there's a line behind you when you start boarding that I'm like, I don't want to be the asshole that turns around. I get to the back of the plane, I'm like, oh no, I'm really in first class. So I turn around. And
you were the asshole that turned around.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody, I have to go back. No, I'm in first class.
No, literally. It was just like that, LP. I'm walking back. I'm kind of like slightly squeezing past these people.
Out of the way, out of the way.
And
those
guy,
chickens must have been pissed.
They want to sit with me, you know? And
you should have called them dirt nuggets.
Out of the way, dirt nuggets.
This guy in a suit and like a duffel bag looks like angry as shit. He looks at me, he's like, where are you going? And
oh,
I just
no.
take out my ticket, I'm like, first class.
First class, you dirt
nuggets. So I walk past him.
You were an asshole to that poor angry guy.
Whatever, he should have been upgraded. Yeah.
I like how you said first class.
First class. And then I watched the Adjustment Bureau, which
was
interesting. It was kind of cool.
Let's talk about that for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys. Where's the mailbag?
Oh, we're supposed to do that?
Shit. Oh, shit.
I think I've got it right here,
shit.
James.
Oh, that sounds awful on the mic.
Are we live streaming this one?
Oh, of course we're live streaming this one on livestream.com/Octavarius.
If you aren't listening already.
This one comes to us from two people, a couple. It's from Frankie and Annette.
Is that a pun on the cup that you have in your hand?
Couple? I'm not that smart.
You are a Musinski.
You never know with those puns.
Those puns are ingrained in your DNA.
Frankie and Annette write in, hey, Octavarius, it's summer, and I'm having some fun in the sun on the beach. Do you guys like the beach? I hear it's pretty sandy, and then there's water on one side of it.
That's what God,
what fucking planet?
make our fans sound retarded.
What is up with that?
What is up with
that? We were like the guys were saying, we were just in Los Angeles, and we got to go to Venice Beach.
I was going
to
talk, because I went into L.A. wanting to hate it. I think a lot of us did.
I wanted to hate it because I heard
that it was fake and phony and all that stuff. But I went there.
Now, to be fair, the first day that we were there, it was mostly just Hollywood Boulevard, which is, I have never seen a more touristy street.
And shady
street.
I have seen a more touristy street.
I've never seen a dirtier street in my entire life.
Disgusting.
I've been to several cities across this planet.
So I was
filthy.
I was there for 4 days, and I have some other people there 5. You got Nicola and Gustavo only there for 2.
True.
I started liking it more and more, and I didn't fall in love with it until we went to Venice Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Venice Beach is
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
So
it was pretty great.
I could totally just be a bum there.
A lot of people do that.
I'm thinking about it, man.
Just being bummed?
Just being dirty all the time.
You know, that was one of my most favorite experiences of the trip, is going to Venice Beach and going to the ocean and high-fiving the ocean.
That's right, we high-fived.
Did you find Dracula's toy?
Did you find my Egon?
No, I looked all over the place. Egon wasn't there.
I found Bank when I threw him back.
Yeah. The weather was kind of cold, so we couldn't really go swimming and do beachy things. So we kind of walked along the walk there by the beach.
How was that walk?
And saw the peddlers selling their wares.
It was awesome.
It was.
The thing. Me and Tins bought matching owl necklaces, matching owl rings. And we probably should have bought more matching owl things, but we did.
Dude, we would have bought owl tiaras if they had them.
Yeah. I bought this giant poster. It's about 5 feet tall. And it's of Albert Einstein holding 2 pistols.
Semi-automatic.
Yeah.
They could have been Desert Eagles. They might have been smaller. They could have been. Wow, if they're Desert Eagles, that makes that poster awesome.
It's pretty huge.
Yeah, they're pretty big guns. But it's a big Einstein.
Yeah.
And it says Los Angeles on it. And I thought Einstein holding pistols
is
really
confusing. Why did it say Los Angeles?
Because L.A.
You can't explain
it. It's like
it's where it feels like.
It's thug thing, man.
Right. What? Really?
Also got a funnel cake.
I did get the world's greatest funnel cake.
Yeah, how long did that take?
Yeah, the world's greatest funnel cake. It also took about 9 minutes to make.
Jesus.
Because they were all high.
But was it delicious?
Yes.
I tried some. It was all
right. It's a funnel cake. Yeah. It's always wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah. The
it's
question
deep-fried
is.
Deep fried batter.
Like, how.
Doesn't that
how...
mean it's never wonderful?
No, it's always wonderful.
It's always wonderful. There's very few things better than funnel cake.
I'm not a fan, actually.
Yeah.
Well,
I hate funnel cake.
Okay. Funnel cake hates you.
I need savory.
Yeah, that's okay. We can be nemeses.
Funnel cake is not an always food. It's a sometimes
too rich,
food.
It's too rich for me. I can't, like, when
too
I,
rich
I eat,
for
like,
it's never night. Food for Mark.
I didn't eat the whole cake.
Yeah,
I had
just
friends.
Said I had some.
Yeah, I shared it with everybody.
With his good friends.
Except for pouty-ass Mark, who was like, eh.
Is this true, Mark?
Oh.
Don't remember the pouty.
He's like, no funnel cake for me. I don't care if it's the world's greatest.
His funnel cake is no fun.
One thing I liked about Venice Beach was watching the surfers, because that's something you don't see on the Chicago beach.
Surfers?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not.
Have you ever surfed?
I've done the beginning portion.
Like the in the water part?
Yeah. You know, with like the,
you
the
just
board.
Lay on
lying
the
board. And you just...
then the level 2 drowning part.
That's pretty much how it ended. You get on the board, and they're like, it was in Hawaii, and they were like, hey,
Were you terrified? Was this before?
This is before I really got over your swimming fear. This is still when I was scared shitless of swimming.
How did they get you to do that?
My parents are like, "We'll buy you an Egon action figure."
The irony!
Shut up, man.
And I got on it, and you kind of like ride the waves, and they're like yelling, like, "Stand on it!" And I went to go stand on it, and it's not really the most stable thing ever. It's just a board on water, and I fell into the water and just started like screaming and thrashing.
Jesus.
I want to try it again, though.
I used to boogie board a lot. I've always gone to Hilton Head Island for vacations. Probably since I was like 8 or 9, we've been going to Hilton Head once to 3 times a year. So I've been going to this specific island. It's off of South Carolina. It's called Hilton Head, and it looks like a tennis shoe. It really does.
It's often covered in jellyfish. Right.
Yes, there's dead jellyfish video. I probably will end up putting that as one of the videos I post this week, or maybe even before the show, because it is actually a video of the beach. But I always would love boogie boarding when I was a kid, and I still love doing it. But it's completely unacceptable for a 23 or soon to be 24-year-old guy to just be boogie boarding.
Especially your size.
I know.
If we do it in groups, Keith, it'll be a lot more acceptable.
Of course. Groups make you work. You know. You can do anything you want if you roll deep enough.
Yeah.
And we constantly roll deep.
Because I love boogie boarding, but it's so socially unacceptable for me as a 26-year-old to go boogie boarding.
Is boogie boarding the one where it's like the waves are coming in, so you kind of ride them up? Like on the...
No. It's like surfing, except instead of being cool and standing on a long board, you put your tummy on a piece of styrofoam wrapped in like fabric plastic, and you sort of surf.
Yeah.
It's sort of like what...
There's no boat pulling you or anything.
No.
It's just like what the tricycle is to a bike.
Yeah.
You seriously can catch a wave on a boogie board. It's just that... If you're boogie boarding when you're 26, you are a loser.
You're thinking about tubing, Mark.
Oh, tubing's the best.
Tubing is so much fun. That
does not happen at the ocean. That's a Midwest
lake.
Thing.
Yeah.
That's
is it really a Midwest thing? They don't do it.
No,
tubing,
they do it. They do it anywhere where there's a lake. South does it too, because there's only lakes like in Tennessee. But it's just a lake thing.
Yeah,
you can't go into
the Atlantic or the Pacific and tube.
I almost had my spine break in half.
I almost ripped my toe off.
What?
Oh, yeah.
How did you break your spine or rip your toe?
Well, you want to go first?
I'll go first. I weighed like 85 pounds when I was doing this, or like 65 pounds. I was in fourth grade, right?
Is that big or small?
That's very small. I'd eat ice cream every morning to gain weight. No, a doctor's order was make sure he eats ice cream every morning.
30 cc's of ice cream. What's that?
Nick, here's your ice cream. What doctor is this?
Like the medical doctor you go to like every year for your checkup.
That's awesome. That's totally a real thing. Kids don't fucking... You can feed kids like so much garbage. They don't gain weight.
Yeah, but like if you're trying to make them gain weight, wouldn't you make them gain weight with like something slightly better for you?
Make them gain weight.
Yeah, I was eating healthy. Like I ate very, very healthy as a kid. I just was... My metabolism still to this day is so fast that they just needed something thick. It was like, have ice cream.
I had the same problem, Nick. You are not alone.
Yeah. So I was really
Must be nice.
Yeah, totally.
So I was very light, and then when the boat sped up, you went like tubing, you kind of bounce off the water. When you weigh you just kind of like float up in the air and are just being dragged by it, like you're hydroplaning. And like I hit the water at one point in time and I kind of spinned around and the cord wrapped around my toe. And started dragging me underwater, and I started screaming, as I want to do when I'm in water, scream and thrash around.
It seems like the theme of your life.
And they stopped, and like my toe was like bending, and like they stopped the boat.
That's terrible.
Like my dad came out, jumped into the water, got me out, and my toe was like all red and like purple. And it was like the doctor's office to see if it was...
Ice cream. The boy needs ice cream.
And your spine, Costello? Did the cord wrap around your spine?
I wish, Ryan. I was tubing when I was like, 10 or 11 or something.
Yeah, dude.
And with my family and friends of my family. The friends of my family had a tube and a boat. And so I'm on the tube. I'm with my mom and her friend. And there's a thing, a signal, and the signal is like thumbs up to go faster and, down to go slower, of course.
The universal signals of tubing.
The universal.
And killing gladiators.
And
I'm having fun. I'm not having fun.
Well,
And so, and I'm at this point, I've been doing great on the tube. All my family's getting like falling off all the time, but I'm like cruising on that tube, right? Yeah, like, dude. Whatever. They're going, like, I'm on the tube. My mom's friend is driving, and it's going, and like they do a turn, and it kind of gets choppy. And I do a, like, I'm like 10, I think I'm being funny. I'm like, you, how dare you? And I shake my fist. But I can see, in retrospect, that can be construed as go faster. Yeah. Right, so I'm shaking like, hey, you're going, you're sending me on choppy water. And my mom's friend thinks, oh, go faster. And so she goes faster. So we're going, I'm cruising at this point. We hit this bump of water and like my, I'm on a tube face front. So then we hit, I jump. I hit this bump and my legs bend backwards. Oh. And so I'm like, whoosh, it looks like I'm bent in half. Oh. And so then I go and I land in the water. Boom. And so then that's I'm like, oh God, I'm hanging on and like just like for my life, just like completely destroyed. And then the tube slows down.
Oh, it's awful.
I know. And they their concern was that I didn't let them know that I was alive. So, because they were all, oh my God, I killed him. I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't say I'm okay, because I thought you could make me go faster with the thumbs up.
Oh my God, we just killed him. Oh, there's the thumbs up. He wants to go faster.
There's definitely some sort of failure to communicate at that point.
Yeah, dude. Do you guys ever water ski?
Yes.
I tried. Because I couldn't water ski.
I took water ski lessons not too far from the quarry that Keith's father worked at.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
There is another quarry that had formed a bunch of water that you could, you know, ride your little boat around in.
It's not a good idea.
Yeah,
that's what all everyone says.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea. Like mine, no, it's not a good idea.
Is it like mud water then? Like, because it's in dirt and shit?
No, it's all right.
It's in rocks. The reason it's not safe is you don't know what's in that because you can't see into the water.
Yeah.
So then there might be equipment or there might be a reason it's closed. It might be poison water.
This was open to the folks that...
Poison water?
Yeah, it could be water that's running through gases and minerals.
This
was not good.
This one was...
Exactly.
This one was open to the folks that live there, at least, and they could...
Or it was easily accessible.
No, it was their backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Very easy.
Anyway, so, I learned how to water ski.
Did you find that every time you fell water skiing, you somehow hit your nuts?
No,
not every time.
Not every time because I always.
Wait, what are you hitting your nuts on?
A big part of water skiing. A big part of water skiing is keeping your knees bent and your body centered. And so when that happened, I would be able to just fall on my ass.
See, that's not. Now, they didn't teach me that when I got my water skiing.
So you would always
badge.
Fall forward.
Is it a merit badge?
So you fall forward on your nuts.
Yes.
There were many mark nut shots of water
like in the course of obtaining my water skiing merit badge.
Can we just
so you were a youngin?
Yeah,
I was like getting slapped by the water.
Yeah, like I probably just found them, and then they got smacked a bunch.
Can we please pause to remember Mark? As how old were you?
Probably 12 or 13.
Mark was 12 or 13, hitting the nuts. Many times.
Repeatedly.
with a boat moving. Can we just pause for 4 seconds?
It's a really long time. I don't think my nuts deserve right,
let's,
that
let's,
much.
Let's just imagine Mark.
I'm going to use this time to search on Octavarius.com under the search Mark Nuts. See what posts we get. There's a lot of posts for Mark Nuts.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody go on the site and search for Mark Nuts. There's way more posts for this than anything else.
Are you doing one word or two words?
Two. Mark Nuts. Well, I'm sure it's just bringing up all the Mark posts.
And all the Nut posts.
Thanks for the silence, everyone.
Did you guys ever go to my... It's my favorite amusement park ever
Keyland,
in Disney World.
Keyland. Oh, just kidding.
Close. Brian and I almost tried to go here during freshman year of college.
Typhoon Lagoon.
Close. Blizzard Beach is the one I was going to talk about. Typhoon Lagoon is awesome.
Nice.
I got lost at Typhoon Lagoon.
Blizzard Beach, though, has the Summit Plummet, the 120-foot water slide.
I don't remember.
Oh, that's the one that's like almost just a drop.
It's pretty much, literally, I think within
it's
like
crazy.
A couple
it's
inches.
You have to cross
it's
your legs
the
and you get the mega ski
jump. That's scary. I don't want that ever.
It's great.
It went down. It was the scariest 3 seconds.
I disagree with people who enjoy those
scary slides at water parks. Fuck you, sir.
Do you like roller coasters, Keith?
Yes, they're great. They're
is that
safe.
A water roller coaster?
No, no, no.
Yankee Clipper?
No, no, no. My body might just fly. What if my body just hits a weird curve?
It's
screw.
Called gravity.
Yeah, I know, exactly. What if I screw up? And
gravity
I just kill myself.
Don't screw up, then. That's
to
just
be
on
fair,
you.
Though.
No, some of them you can get hurt on.
Have you ever been?
Slides?
Have you ever been
the spooky ones?
I've been on a couple ones. Spooky ones.
The spooky ones. Have you ever seen the guys who like get to the top and then have to walk down?
That's a shame. Yeah. I think I was that guy.
I did
was
that
guy.
For sure.
I totally did that once.
I did that once. It's terrifying.
You realize how high you are.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You realize that 90 feet
I
is really
like
140.
I went back like a year later and I couldn't. I was like, I got to do this now.
I can't do it because I'm blind. Like I, in those water slides, you just can't see.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Well, like when you've got fast moving water splashing up at your face,
and
what
I have
are
bad
you going
to
do?
I can't wear, I have to like hold my glasses on as I go down or something.
Yeah. Well,
there's
always
the, yet,
that's a hell of an image.
There's always
there,
the worst part of those slides when you if you would actually succeed on those tubes and you get at the bottom, like, oh, I did it. Now there's another human body flying at you.
Yeah.
So you have to move like that, or you get fucking legs in the
well,
face.
Well, that's the tubes you're talking about.
I'm
like
talking
big,
about, yeah, I am talking about
but
the
there's
about,
the slide that's like drop.
The drop slide,
one.
Yeah.
And that's the one you get the mega wedgie. Yeah,
if you don't do it, like, I always wondered, how many people...
You have to cross
you,
your
they,
legs.
They yell at you like five times in a row, like, as you go up the hill. The,
if you don't fucking cross your legs on that slide,
really?
Bad things happen.
Did you guys ever get, like, burned on it? Like, I got, like, a little bit of a burn.
I definitely did.
Yeah.
I feel like if you get burned down a water slide, there's just not enough water.
There's plenty of water.
Or too much fire.
I know, right?
Yeah, I ended up hitting the slide a little bit and ended up getting
some off of it.
Red burns and stuff on it.
Which really I kind of enjoyed hitting the slide because that meant I wasn't falling to my death. Like, I just... It was so much fun, though. It was so much, I'd go back there in a heartbeat.
Let's go to the Dells.
The Dells have a lot of great
slides there?
Yeah.
They do.
The Dells, you know, man, for being in the Midwest...
Which is what we are.
Which is what we are. We have so many great advantages with the Wisconsin Dells indoor water parks.
Mm-hmm.
You can just party at those indoor
water
parks.
Who needs beaches?
Who needs a fucking beach when you can party at the Dells? But then you go there, and then you see the other people there, and you're like, oh, man.
Yeah, that's the problem.
A lot of weirdos.
There's other people there.
There's other people at the Dells. They have set up a playground for awesomeness, and we fill it with horrible.
You should just rent out the Dells.
The Dells.
Yeah,
like
if we could get like just pretty people at the Dells, it would beat the shit out of the beach any day.
I feel like a lot of pretty people have better things to do than go on go karts and play paintball, though.
No, I'm talking about I'm talking about the indoor water park.
I know, but it's all the same. If we're gonna sell the Dells just to the pretties,
all the same. Are you kidding? The Dells.
Biwo's face is just beaming as he's talking about this.
Because it's just so fun to talk about the Dells. Like, it has Tommy Bartlett's Robot World.
Hey, yes. Did you ever stay at Black Wolf Lodge?
I wish.
Oh.
That was the lodge I wanted to stay at.
You know where I got to stay the last time I was in the Dells?
Get the fuck out.
Black Wolf Lodge.
Get the fuck out. No, I cannot!
Last time I was at the Dells, I rented a cabin on like a little...
See, I got a hotel in the shape of a cabin.
Did you guys go to the House on the Rock?
Oh, no, what is that thing?
You guys never went to the House on the Rock?
I did the ducks, the duck tours.
Are you sure you're not talking about the duck tours?
No, the duck tours are just another awesome part of the Dells.
I never want to go to that House on that Rock.
The House on the Rock is awesome.
What is House on Rock?
It is literally a house on a giant rock.
Ta-da, whatever. Let's go.
It's probably
go.
Cold.
I don't care.
But this rock...
It's not hard. You just have to know how to engineer
things. But this particular house has
okay.
a lot of different crazy rooms.
Example.
There's one room that's just a giant automated band.
Example one.
Like,
checkmate.
And so
it's just a big silly house? Is that the story? It's just a big house that's all silly?
No, because they're... It's silly... But it's very artistic.
We are
like
singing bears. Oh,
we
are
singing
bears.
Yum, yum, yum,
yum,
yum,
yum,
and
we are singing bears.
Oh, honey.
Thanks for staying at the House on the Rock.
No,
we are singing bears.
Yummy, yummy, yum, yum, yum.
It is
yum, 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 yum,
yum, yum. It is
we are singing bears.
God damn.
Much more.
Thanks for staying at the House on the Rock.
If you worked there, you were just like,
kill yourself.
It's
much more artistic than that. It's not like that at all.
It sounds like it.
Mark entering the room with pizza.
I thought you died.
Mark and I were making pizza, and Mark decided while I was talking to get the pizza out of the oven, which is great.
He's like, this will take a while.
I heard you start on the Dells, and I was like, I better go get this out.
Well, don't we all love the Dells?
I do love the Dells. I have mixed views on the Dells because it was great when I was little, but like I went probably a few years ago with a friend. I stayed at Kalahari, which is like awesome. It has like this awesome, the biggest indoor water park and like super nice. But I remember in the lobby, there was like this little like glass case and it just had like a little baby tiger in it. But he looked so sad. Like it was tiny. It had to be like a few feet by a few feet.
It was creamy.
But I was like, they're being mean to this like little baby tiger, and like he would just look so sad every time I passed it. I'm like, this place is commercial. This is make money.
Wait. They had a small tiger.
It's a little baby tiger.
Another reason why the Dells are awesome.
Wait, was it real or a robot?
It was real.
It was an alive tiger.
Like
that. We are saying
tigers. Sad. When a tiger was asked how things were, he said, "They're great."
There was like nowhere for it to go. Just in a tiny, tiny box, and it looked so sad. And I always remember that image.
Did you feed the tiger?
Like, if someone caught you on a bad day, they'd feel bad too.
But like every day was a tiger's bad day.
How do you know that? You
I didn't
don't know
have
that.
Any friends. I had
you
no
don't
friends.
Don't know that for
Maybe,
a fact.
I'm sure it wasn't always in that case at all the time.
It had to grow out of it.
Yeah, it had to get exercise.
Yeah, Lisa, you don't know this for a fact. You're just assuming that tiger is having a bad time. It might be having a great time.
It's probably having the time of its
you
life.
Never have to hunt. Food is just given to you. You don't worry about your survival.
That's really sad.
You can imagine all the fine people of the Midwest.
Tigers love that shit.
Tigers love that shit.
Oh, they love it.
They are kings of their own palace.
Yeah, they're kings of that little cage.
Their tiny glass palace.
Fucking the king of that 2x2.
I mean, like,
there are castles in the sky.
That tiger is the king of the Middle West.
I guess. He's a sad king.
Living large and in charge.
Yeah.
Of the murder.
Dude, wouldn't it be great if a new water slide came out where you go down and then they release a baby tiger after you?
Well, if it's a water, it should be like a sea lion.
Now, first of all, how many times a day does this water slide run that they have to go retrieve a baby tiger and bring
There's
it to
the There's a bunch of baby tigers.
How many baby tigers are we talking, and where are we keeping them, and what are we feeding them?
There are like 30 of them, and they're in a pile. like the inner tubes are.
Do you have to grab your own tiger and bring it to the lifeguard?
You have to carry it in line.
You try and beat the tiger on the slide?
Yeah, you race
it. It's chasing you, and it's so cute, and it's like you can pretend it's dangerous because it's a tiger, but it's really just a baby, so okay.
Tigers are very bad in water, too.
Yeah.
All cats are.
All cats, especially
He's
going to
be pissed at the bottom. He's going to be so upset.
When Fudge got...
He's also just going to leave.
Oh, is this a Fudge story?
What?
Nick's gonna tell a cat story.
Oh no.
Here we go.
I don't know if I've told this one before, though. I'm sure I have.
Shut up, Nick.
This is time for one of Makula's cat stories.
So, I used to have, for those of you who haven't heard this before, I used to have a 35 pound cat named Fudgy Ripple Makula.
I love hearing about this cat. So big.
He's big boned. He was.
Big boned?
Yes.
You fed him lasagna.
Shut up. He was hungry. He also
Did you actually feed him lasagna?
You can't feed him real Garfield food.
No, you didn't feed him lasagna. He just fed him whole sandwiches at lunch.
He would eat tomatoes. It was awesome.
What's up with that cat?
He's dead now.
Cholesterol for sure.
But cats hate water, right?
Of course.
Okay.
But common fact.
Well, Fudge was too big that he couldn't clean himself. Like, he couldn't, you know how cats, like, okay. You know, this is.
Do you need to get up for this?
Hold on, let me. I have to get like a camera and film him so I can tweet it. Can you film this and tweet it?
Okay, yeah, so as in most cats will clean themselves just by licking their backs like this.
No,
getting up.
Makula
now.
Is currently getting up, and I am currently
he's on his knees.
Filming Makula
on all four. He's trying to bite his shoulder. It seems what he's doing.
It looks like he's trying to bite his shoulder. He's licking his hand. Hand, rub it on face.
Now that's how most cats clean themselves.
Oh, God.
Fudge.
That was just how most cats... We know how most cats clean themselves.
You're still talking about cats?
Fudgy Ripple was too big to do that.
Makula now getting up from the couch again.
Part two.
Dropping down to the same position he was in before.
It's in cat position.
You, surely could have shown us this.
This is incredibly stupid.
He's like the same.
That's a lamb noise. If
he's
anything.
Swinging his head back to try. And
this
just
is
lick
pathetic.
His back, but he can't.
This is just embarrassing.
Mikula is rolling on his back like a stranded box turtle.
Women must watch you and say, "He's so beautiful. What is he doing?"
I don't think cats can roll that way.
Oh no, Fudge could. He had a big back.
It's like a turtle.
Someone could call him that. Well, we had to give him a bath because he couldn't clean himself and he was getting dirty and bacteria and stuff. So you take the 35-pound cat, right, and you put him in a bathtub. Bad idea. He hated it. Just jumped out of there. And he pushed... The cat literally pushed me to the ground. And then he...
Wait.
To the ground?
When you say literally...
How did a cat...
Do you understand what the word means?
No. How old were you at this point?
I was in 8th grade.
Were you standing or sitting?
You were in 8th grade and pushed over by a tiny cat?
No, he was not tiny. He was 35 pounds.
Okay.
That's
bigger than
him.
Still
a kindergartner.
I'm picturing like an anthropomorphic cat bully.
Yeah, like Garfield with like spiked wrist.
He's got, in my mind, he has a polo and a backwards hat. And he's just pushing Mikula's ass.
The
Mean Street Posse.
Fudge was awesome. You pay respect to the cat.
Well, he sounds like he's pushing you over.
He did. He also liked
like
me the
bully.
Best. Well, so but in my bathroom, we had like two sinks and then another room, which led to the bathtub and then the toilet. And he jumped out and then started peeing everywhere out of fear, which is disgusting.
Fear peeing.
And then he tried to exit out, but I was like, no, he's soaking wet, so I tried to close the door on him. But unfortunately, the door got stuck in Fudgy's fat.
Jesus.
So we were stuck in. Like, he was halfway out of the bathroom, but part of him was still in. And he
like
was
just... like a Stretch Armstrong caught in a door?
It's awful.
Yeah.
What an image.
He's just hissing at us, screaming at us. And we were stuck there for like an hour. I was stuck in the bathroom for an hour.
With
I don't know how we
cat.
Started talking about this, but...
With an angry cat you were stuck.
With an angry cat.
An angry cat covered in fear pee.
Fear pee. He did not get Christmas presents that year.
How did you get out?
Well, my mom had to come upstairs and just kind of like hit the door open. And just, it kind of dislodged, the door dislodged itself from the cat fat.
So wait a minute.
The cat was, for an hour, was caught in a door? Like, its
more
body
like,
was jammed in a door.
More like the door was caught in the cat.
But it was getting crushed. So that's like your arm is, like someone closes the door on my arm.
For an hour.
It was not my fault. The cat did it.
Is this what happened, though?
Yes.
Oh my god.
But the cat
That's
did it.
Torture.
The cat it was the cat's
so
fault.
It was in horrible pain for an hour.
Yeah, was the cat flailing around the whole time?
No,
or was it just sort of sitting there like man
he kind of after about 10
minutes. Oh hum must be Monday.
Sat down.
Aww. RJ just shared with us a similar stupid cat story.
Oh, yeah.
A cat that got tangled up in a kite and ran around the house freaking out and peeing as it ran to try
fear
to get the kite
fear
off.
Pee.
Dude,
just
I
fear
out
pee.
If I was caught up in a kite, you can't get out. There's no escape.
You know what's hilarious and deadly? A cat in a kite.
Just peeing everywhere.
Just fear peeing on everyone.
God, I would hate to see that on the beach.
Oh my god.
That's like the worst. Because when you're on the beach, you're vulnerable. You're in like just your like swim trunks or whatever.
Yeah, you see people see you like more naked than people usually see you.
Yeah,
there's
really
also
okay.
There's also nude beaches where you're completely naked.
Yeah,
and I feel like this, you're just so vulnerable.
Yeah,
it's a
yeah.
weird.
Do you
thing.
Have to be naked on a nude beach? Is that a rule?
I think it's optional.
It's
no,
gotta. I have to hope
I think
it's optional.
An unwritten rule.
Yeah, I think it's optional. You kind of would look ridiculous with one.
It's
on
not
anything.
Cool, dude.
Yeah.
But there could, I mean, like if it was optional, there could be days when it was there was just like a particularly conservative crowd at the nude beach, and hardly anybody undressed.
Well, I think with the, well, most there's no nude beaches in. There must be in America. There must be nude beaches here, right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah.
There have to be.
But there's
this
more common. They're more commonly in
Alaska
Europe and
yeah.
like foreign countries where it's just like, yeah, we're naked, whatever.
Have you guys ever been to a nude beach?
No.
No.
When I was,
no, no.
When I was 16, I stumbled upon the nude sunbathing deck on the cruise ship.
Congratulations.
The cruise ship had a Nakers sun deck?
Yeah.
Nakers?
That's Nakers what it said
room.
On the door.
Nakers
It said Nakers room.
Dude, the pool right in one of the neighborhoods by mine had a naked sunbathing deck.
For real?
Yeah. I... As a kid, I stumbled upon some old ladies sunning themselves.
Do you guys ever go into saunas nudie, or is that like...
No, you got a towel.
Sometimes I do.
I went to a sauna one time.
Because we used to have a sauna in our old place.
I only used it once.
Yep. I used to, back at our old place, we were right by the YMCA, and my old roommate, Josh, and I would go to the Y because we both got in. YMCA is a great program for people that don't make any money, as a side note. So we paid like $10 a month, and we got access to this full YMCA. It was great. And they had a sauna. And Josh would always insist on going to the sauna because we'd always meet like just random humans who would, like, we had a dude who told us all about how to invest in stock. We had another guy who gave us the whole breakdown of like a mayoral election or something like that.
Yeah, the sauna is awesome. You meet all these fucking dudes in the sauna. It's such a great place to go.
But like,
have you guys ever done this? I've done this.
But like, about half of the people we'd meet would just unfold their towel and sit naked.
What?
So sometimes you're learning great wisdom and seeing some dude's dick.
It is a little weird.
If you're at a YMCA, you're seeing dick.
Hey,
if you go to that locker room, it's just dick, man. Just dick flopping around.
Hey, Castelvi.
What's up?
Give me a state, any state.
Maine.
Maine, 3 nude beaches.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Alaska.
Illinois.
Alaska, no. Illinois, no. We got nowhere to put a nude beach.
But Indiana.
Indiana, there are 2. Let me see. In Florida, the big states, Florida, there are 7 nude beaches. Hawaii, there are 8.
Nice. That's the one I want
to
go to.
And that's it.
Of course it is.
Vermont's got 3. Like, there are about maybe 20 or so, maybe up to 2 dozen states that have nude beaches.
None in Illinois, though?
None in Illinois.
I Urban Dictionaried the word nakers.
And?
Well, the first are about, like, anybody wearing a tracksuit with a shaved head and a baseball cap at a 90-degree angle upwards on their head is a naker. As well as from a cute way to say naked.
There we go.
As well as getting naked with your neighbors. Exclamations when used when one has found a naked person.
Naked!
And then their example is when walking into a locker room full of middle-aged fat men. Nakers! Run!
That's
YMCA.
That's a YMCA right there.
I feel like that's to be unattractive.
You shouldn't be surprised if you walk into a room full of naked
don't
men.
Don't come in. I'm nakers, and I don't want you to see this horrible rash I've developed.
Ew.
So it seems like more of a negative thing.
She ran down the hall, completely nakers, much to the delight of the freshman crowd.
Dude. Oh, well, that's not negative.
Testicles.
Class, do women walk around naked in the in women's locker rooms?
Yes.
Like at like those establishments?
Yeah, if it's like a gym
nude
or something. Yeah. I mean, not like
everyone.
Are they all old? I mean, I don't go to the gym very often, but I just usually like middle-aged women. I'm like, that's weird.
Just
it's not like hot chicks.
No, it's never hot dudes. No, it's just like old fucking floppy dick.
Yeah, it's like... It's
they're
like
usually huge people. So.
They're really huge. Because they give up. They don't care. Whatever.
Like, whatever, I'll show my dick here.
Yeah. Do you guys cover up a lot at the Y now? Like, ever since I kind of graduated college, I don't really give a fuck anymore.
I don't go to the Y ever in my life. Ever.
Or, like, if I'm ever at, like, I don't know, if it's, like, I don't feel shy if I'm at the trough at Wrigley or whatever. Now it's kind of like, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I don't really care.
But I think at the pool, it's like, it's very, like, I'm gonna get my shit, and like, I'm gonna get dressed now.
Yeah,
I don't make it a point to just linger naked.
Yeah, I don't linger.
I don't feel like
I have a purpose.
In high school, that was a thing of like trying to find a sneaky way to like change your clothes and like shower
and
everything.
Horrible.
It's horrible
in high school. You're so self-conscious because you know probably with the girls, one tit's way bigger than the other one, or like they have a third back.
I think we like shower in our swimsuits, kind of, and you should find a way to like change. It was so annoying too. If swimming, like one of the first periods, and your hair gets all messed up, you have to redo your hair and your makeup. Like, it's a big thing.
In our high school,
God forbid someone discovers your third back.
Wait, what?
How many
backs do you have?
That's the second time you've mentioned third back.
I mentioned it the first time, and I was like, holy shit, I just said that there's people with 3 backs. So I wanted to say it twice.
Tri-backs, as they're called.
beast tri- three back.
Yeah, God forbid you're a tri back. You don't want anyone beast. To know.
I don't even feel it's not the insecurity at this point. It's just like comfortability. Like I don't want to see a bunch of dudes with their. I'll mind it.
It's like if
it's
they're
not what I want to see.
If they're there, they're like if dicks are there, they're gonna be there. But like I'd prefer for a bunch of dicks not to be there.
Yeah, never, if the dicks were replaced with shorts.
Like,
all
I'm
right,
not,
sweet
I'm not
day.
Gonna
then
out
I'd still
and be like, ah, wieners.
Still be, I mean, you're never more than 5 feet away from a dick.
That's true. That's
they're everywhere, crawling in the walls.
That's a terrible image.
Would you feel better if you were surrounded by like super hot guys that were naked? Or
not really.
Like, beautiful dicks.
Beautiful
all
dicks.
Around.
Shiny.
I don't think I'd get intimidated by a beautiful guy's dick. I'd just be like, get out of here, beautiful dick. I gotta
get out of here, you little thing.
Shoo.
Get out of here.
If
don't be flopping around here.
You're making a nest.
Little dick, you.
Get that beautiful dick out of here.
Look, if everybody in the locker room happened to have beautiful dicks,
they never have beautiful dicks.
Well, I don't know. Lisa said that they had beautiful dicks.
No.
They must
exist. It's hypothetical. It's hypothetical.
Yeah, oh, no. It's like the ugliest dick you'd ever seen in your entire life. It's like fuck all. It's sagging all different places. The balls are just hanging by a thread. And then it's like all pale and shit, and like warts and dots
so
and blotches. That's what you see. Just like whatever, air drying your fucking teeth and shit. And it's like, why are you there?
Almost dry.
And then I want to talk to you, Cloud. Sometimes people want to talk to you.
This is horrible.
I want to talk to you naked.
This is horrible in like three people.
Oh, God.
I should not have dug deeper.
Why would you? This is the life that we live.
Let's get back to beaches. Wait.
Well, this is what happens at these beaches.
This is what happens at the beaches.
Well, you deal with this shit.
And
because you always have to shower, you know, before or after.
And the thing is, I feel like now more than ever, we're like the least modest as a people as we've ever been. Remember, less than 100 years ago?
We're modest as a people. I see
less than
as a society, America is becoming less and less modest.
But even like on the beach 100 years ago, less than that, they had tents set up. So people could change into their onesies their suits and into their red and white stripe onesies. Because that's what they were.
Dude, if someone could get me a singlet, I'd fucking wear it.
I've been trying to find one since, like, the first show I've ever done, I think.
Yeah, I've been trying to find footage.
It would look ridiculous. I would look ridiculous in a singlet because I'm so tiny. I'd look like Conan O'Brien in a singlet.
If someone wore a
they weren't
singlet
very tight for my
beach party.
What?
What's that?
I say if someone like showed up to a beach party show was wearing a singlet, like I would buy them a burger.
That is
that
hilarious.
Comedy sports burger.
Comedy sports burgers.
It's like,
so
maybe someone
street.
Left one
so,
in the fridge.
Get
burger.
Them red for the red team or blue for the blue team.
So Colt Cabana, if you are working that night and come by in your uniform, you would get a burger from
Colt. We should invite Colt.
Colt,
oh,
come by.
All single. I can't promise this. All
by
people.
By the way, if you're listening to other podcasts and you like wrestling, listen to Colt's podcast. He's great. Art of Wrestling.
Colt.
Sorry to plug Colt, but.
Yeah, plug Colt.
Hey, man. Gotta love Colt. And when I think of singlets, Colt Cabana.
He wears them.
Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
He Boom Boom makes the singlets look cool. He look cool in a singlet. He could be the strong man in the 20s.
I wore Colt Cabana's sexy pants when I was the Haberdasher.
Yeah. You did.
It's
you
pretty
did.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's good. Castelvi, you mentioned their dicks touched.
Well, he wore it, right?
Yeah, the transitive.
To the transitive
property. Transitive property dicks.
Oh, that's like
yeah.
If you share soup, it's like, oh, I made out with you.
Yeah, it's like.
I
it's
often
like if you,
say that when I share soup.
It's like if you stirred up soup with your dick and then gave it to another
what
guy.
What I
and
do
he
is I say,
dick,
say you
want to
make out
like
and then pass my soup to them.
Do you do that?
No, that's ridiculous. But I will start because I said it.
That's cool.
Thanks, Nick.
Was that like family time with you guys? Was it like going to the beach?
You know,
did you guys, because you guys are from the suburbs.
No.
Did you guys ever come to Chicago beaches?
Yeah, sometimes. It was more of a
Fox River, dude.
For me, it was more of like whenever we went on vacation. I think I've mentioned before, like we used to just drive everywhere on vacation, which would usually be Florida.
Yeah.
So that's when we'd get most of our beach time in. Is like we'd spend 2.5, almost 3 days driving to, you know, Orlando or whatever. And along the way, we just hit like 2 or 3 beaches because it's something you can do for a couple hours to stretch your legs.
Yeah, I spent most of my weekends as a boy along the Fox River.
What is that?
The Fox River is up northwest. It goes through like McHenry County. And a lot of folks, you know, have houses along there, and my grandparents.
They flood.
It does flood.
Floods a lot.
My grandparents for my whole life always had a boat along the Fox, and my parents also had a boat, so we would go boating every weekend.
Did you battle the boats?
We didn't battle boats. We water skied.
Why not?
Because we water skied. We water skied. We'd go out swimming. We'd we watched boat races.
Did you ever enter?
No, we didn't have a racing boat.
Did you have a battling boat?
No, we had a boat for families and drunkards.
Yeah. Drunk boat seems like it's easily a battling boat.
Yeah.
That was I'd say a battle boat is a bigger type of boat. This was just for a family. It was like 18 or it was like 12 footer.
Not enough gun mounts.
Yeah. Turrets.
Yeah, not all.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It was a blast.
The hell's a battle boat? Are you being
facetious? Boat the battles.
Oh, sweet.
Both of
dude,
them.
There's got to be a boat the battles.
I think they call them like warships. They
like
have
a battleship.
I want specifically small boats that battle.
You want like a 16 footer with like a cannon on it? Or
like
a
U-boat. That'd be, U-boat.
How big is like the destroyer
float.
From Battleship?
It's like
it's only two pegs. Mm-hmm. I mean, how much is that in real life?
Yeah.
Like 10, 12
they have a name for those things.
Couple mile boats.
P-19s.
Yeah, cars
you
are not
see,
boats.
You can see...
571.
Wink.
It's a U-boat.
You can see a lot of... You can see a lot of that stuff. It's weird on the Fox. There's a lot of... Because it's not an ocean. So... Well,
it's a river. It's a river.
And so it doesn't... Well, so it doesn't have this giant tide all the time. So, like, there are little boat shops that you can go to. Like, there's a boat sandwich shop. You can go to
in the middle of the river.
Man. In the middle of the river, mm-hmm. Just down the river, like maybe in Pistakey Lake.
For a place that floods, that's a terrible location.
Uh-huh. Well, why? It's a boat, so it floats up with the water.
Boat sandwiches.
Yes.
Bing, bing.
Oh, I thought it was a restaurant in the river.
Well,
it's a sandwich boat.
So, Biwo, you're saying this is a boat like that sells sandwiches?
Yes.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
So other boats stop, moor themselves right next to them.
They throw their anchor down in the middle of like you know maybe the river will spill into a lake or something.
Okay.
Throw anchor down. You can pull up and just you know tie on for a sec, get some sandwiches.
That's like a drive-thru.
You know,
I bet those people wish that they had just packed sandwiches.
You know what we should do?
They make sandwiches for you. They're good sandwiches. It's like a drive-thru, but for a fucking boat.
Well, if I had hot dogs, I'd go there.
We should get like ski-doos and put elote carts in front of them. And be like the elote guys on ski-doos.
You guys think that maybe this is the next big thing in like food truck technology
in river food
restaurants?
If we go to the pizza. I bet you it's already happening. You know Kid Rock parties there? Kid Rock parties on the Fox.
Boom. Denny's boat.
There's a lot going on the Fox.
Pizza
yeah, Denny's
boat.
Well, they have restaurants that you can just boat up to.
Boat up.
Boat up, brah.
Boat up to our restaurant, brah. On the Fox River.
They have bars. They have bars that you can... tie up your boat and like go drink it at the bar and then tie off and go.
Yeah, you can drink and battle.
Can you get like a boating under the influence? Like,
yes,
is that
you can.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you can, but you gotta be a real dumbass to do it.
You have
because
to be driving your boat upside down.
Because most, most people boating are drunk. Most people are. They're, or at least...
You have such a big old road, huh?
You got a good buzz going. They're, probably. No, my family, sober. They were all sober. God bless them. They were great. But most of the people on the boats, drunk. So you can get a boating under the influence, but you probably should not be doing what you're doing if you get that. You probably deserve it.
So if I'm battling, they're probably going to just assume they should rest.
I imagine you're just picturing like boat jousting. You're describing boat
jousting. I
don't know.
Jousting. I sort of see them ramming each other like bumper cars. Really
I think
you'll
damage your boat that way. It's going to be an expensive sport.
Man, boat jousting, If you got like two,
jousting,
you get like two jet skis, and you some
like
shields
go.
And some lances.
Yeah, you're jet skiing, and then you are, or no, no, let's say you do water skiing.
No, you could do you could have two boats pulling people who are water skiing,
and they both have
like
guns.
Can we do this? I'll buy helmets.
No, one of us will die.
I bet you, if they're not doing it on Fox, they're doing it in like Miami or some shit. You know they do this.
Fox River can't.
Well, what are you going to do? You got boats. Eventually, you
got
to think of something new to do.
We got these lances.
It's a beautiful day. Hey, let's battle.
Would it be safer if we did it on ice?
Boat cops? No, it would not be safe.
Okay.
Boat,
it'd be hard.
Boat cops got to deal with so much shit.
Boat cops.
Hey, you know what's a...
Like, Baywatch. Look at all the things that happened on Baywatch.
Dude, that
B-Wo.
Was based
you know
on real events.
I just remember... Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, B-Wo, you know what's a terrible name for a cop drama TV show?
Boat cops.
I said it too!
But I knew you were going to say Boat Cops. That's a terrible name.
I just remembered. I used to actually cross-country ski joust my father.
What?
We'd get cross-country skis, and then we'd get those...
Slowly skiing?
Yeah, may I say, cross-country ski
that's
jousting
like,
sounds like the lamest
the,
kind
the,
of ski jousting.
The secret
jousting.
Way that Kennedy guy died.
Some, yeah.
He was cross-country ski jousting.
But like we'd get like backpacks and stuff them full of pillows, and then we'd get those collapsible lightsabers.
What?
And then we'd just ski at each other and stab the backpacks.
Wow.
It was
sounds
way
intense.
More fun than,
man,
than
you are
I just
hard
made it
fucking
sound.
Core, my friend.
That's not
you,
safe.
You could survive on the Fox.
Do you guys think that once the Earth, like the land, becomes overpopulated, that we'll create boat cities?
Yeah,
it's already happening.
Yeah, we already know how to make like floating,
along
with
like sitting on that one,
dense floating material that.
I'm imagining it.
You can build cities upon.
Or what about like BioShock underwater cities?
Yeah, or the Ark.
It's less
what?
Likely because
we,
the closer you get to the you know the core of the Earth, like
pressure.
Harder things are shaking and more pressured it all is. So
the Mid-Atlantic Ridge.
It's harder for us to physically live down there.
So you're saying Jetson's reality would be more
move
possible
more than
SeaQuest?
Cloud City?
SeaQuest.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
because
floating on water is the happy.
We have
medium.
People that live in our that just sort of orbit the Earth. You know, we put people up there to work.
I think it's just a matter of pressurizing each home correctly.
Yeah, we're going up. We're not going in.
The way, to go, way to go, way to go, Hanna-Barbera on that one.
Yep.
Jetsons.
But yet we know more about the Xenon. Universe than we do space.
Girl,
what?
Wait. Yeah,
I'm there. Sorry.
Nick, you have your time to talk. It's at the end.
Nick, your madness is at the end.
No, I actually...
I want to know where he's going with this.
I legitimately messed that one up.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Okay.
Literally, I said the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Does that mean like all the other times you say the wrong thing, you meant it?
Yeah.
No.
It is what it is.
Okay.
It was just purposely crazy.
It's a line from a James Bond movie, but... We know more about the universe than we do the ocean. Is that still true, do you think? There's plant life we just discovered now.
Yeah. It's gotta be. There's just
the
so
abyssal
much
plain.
Down there.
I'm fascinated by that.
Well, I mean,
there's so much pressure.
I don't know, guys.
There.
Space is really fucking big.
But it's
yeah,
all
true.
Like
I
every.
Say it like that.
But everything we're finding in space is just sort of more of the same. Whereas, like there's a lot of shit about the ocean that, like, every time we discover something new in the ocean, it's like, what the fuck? This exists.
But it's never anything like great. It's not like a dragon.
What about
plant?
The city of Atlantis?
It's never a dragon
look,
plant.
LP,
they have dragon
plants. In our lifetime, they've discovered the giant squid. How awesome is that?
Yeah, but we knew that was a
it's
yeah,
in our lifetime.
That reminds me.
But
do you guys
in our lifetime.
Want to start referring to this as a cephalopodcast?
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Sure, yeah.
Why haven't we been?
It's a good one.
Cephalopodcast is a good AKA.
We liked Octocast or
yeah.
Pod-de-cod.
Cephalopod.
Pod-de-cod.
Didn't last very long.
Pod-de-cod.
Octocod.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast.
Episode
this is episode of the podcast.
No, but like, have you ever seen those maps where they take the ocean out?
What? No.
You guys ever just look? Google it. It's
ocean.
So cool.
Like
that's not
maps?
A very accurate map.
As in, like a topographical map.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can see
you
how
can
deep
see
it
all
goes.
The canyons, all the pretty much mountain ranges that are down there.
Well,
it's
they take the water out.
Sorry.
Oh,
yeah, they take.
Okay.
They do all
got
the based off all the testing and all the scientific stuff they've done, they pretty much show the topography of the entire Earth, and that's you see all these canyons, all these caves, and there's like this entire maze of things down there.
So here's the reason I disagree with the James Bond writer who made up that quote.
Okay.
Because, like, we, at least we know where the ocean goes. We're not really sure the boundaries of the universe. Plus, there could very well be an entire planet in the universe that's all ocean.
Camino.
And we don't know anything about
Camino.
That ocean.
Camino. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Camino.
So I feel like...
Camino.
I feel Montana like...
Mari.
Not to say that the ocean isn't super, super mysterious, but right. I feel like the universe might have, like, five oceans.
Well, I just wanted to find a dragon somewhere.
It's a trap!
What about like a dragonfly?
They actually have this like annoying. They have this like dragon plant thing in it's like in between Japan and the United States. There's these like really deep canyons where there's like magma underneath the water, and it has in like a tiny ecosystem that exists only on the heat from this magma. And the creatures found in these don't exist anywhere else. They're completely unique to this like. It's basically just like a hill that has some magma near it. And then there's this whole like ecosystem of completely unique plants and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like extremophiles, I think they're called.
That makes them sound like they're skydivers.
It's, I think extremophiles in general...
Only fuck skydivers.
I think extremophiles refers to just organisms in general that survive in like extreme hot, extreme cold, extreme like radiation.
They talk about this like the it was like 20 years ago or like the last time they went... As the furthest vessel, the vessel that's gone closest, or deepest, I guess you could say, into the water, closest to the core, that they saw, like, things like that. But, I mean, from, like, the 20 inches of window they had of glass in the event that it cracked, they just saw, like, this green, like, oozing, like, liquid just, like, floating at the from where they were. And then
ooze shit.
Yeah. And then the window started to crack, so like we got to get out of here. But it took them 10 hours. They're like a window cracked.
Started cracking.
No, like the window cracked and like cracked a little bit. And they're like, okay, red light. Yeah. Like, but it took them 10 hours to go back up with in terms of pressurizing.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Like, imagine that. Like, we have to get out of here. Hope it doesn't happen in the next 10 hours. And they just sat there, just like sit for like, the next 10 hours. Just like they hit the up button thing and
up
quickly. Ugh, scary.
Blech.
Yeah. Stuck in like the same place for 10 hours. That sucks.
You know what
I would think about my golf game. That's what I think about.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could have any tips to think about while I'm stuck in my sub pod.
And now it is apparently time for Cloud's golf tips.
When you're at the driving range with a friend, steal one of their golf balls. Replace it with a ping pong ball painted like a golf ball. Then make a bet with them. See who can drive their ball the furthest. You'll win.
And they're off. This has been
Cloud's golf tips.
That was
home run.
That was excellent.
Wait, so
you're
to steal, you replace their golf
That's
ball.
That's a good
with
idea.
Ping pong ball?
Yeah, but pay it like a golf ball.
Gold.
People.
They'll be so confused. They'll be like, how did that happen?
Now,
they'll be like, I think I smell a conspiracy here. I think they'll realize something was terribly wrong with that ball.
They got no proof.
They got no proof, dog. Anyway.
Now, if you're hearing Cloud's golf tips, you know that we are approaching the end of our time here on the Cephala podcast.
Yes. Podcast.
But before we go, as always, it's time for Nick McCoola's
Seven Words of Wisdom. In a world where water was once a...
This has been Nick McCoola's
Seven Words of Wisdom.
I'm seeing the story.
Of course he didn't make it till the end.
I'm missing the story completely.
Well, you haven't heard the rest of it.
Yeah, I guess not.
I haven't heard the beginning of it.
Neither have I.
You start new all the time.
One quick announcement before we go. If you're listening live, we are starting our fresh new run at Comedy Sports starting this Sunday at 7 p.m.
Can you believe it,
guys? June 19th.
Comedy Sports, that is 929 West Belmont. If you're listening live, the theme is Beach Party.
Hey, well, if you're listening to this a week later, thanks everyone for coming to our beach party.
The crowd was huge. I couldn't believe it.
And come to our next show.
Remember when Mark did 20 backflips?
Sure.
In a scene where we didn't see it. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was backstage, just getting ready.
Yeah. If you would like your question talked about on the Cephala podcast, I guess, go to our Octavarius Facebook page. It's just Octavarius. And shoot us a line when we ask for the questions, or you can just email us at info@octavarius.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. That's Twitter handle, @Octavarius. And check out the sexy new website. It looks great.
Nice. Good job, Mark. Really
good work, Mark.
Also, really thanks for everybody who took care of us in L.A. That was really great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great times. Yeah. Couldn't say it enough.
We did it.
So much fun.
And with that, we gotta let you go. So until next time, have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
Don't run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.
His name is Octavarius. He's coming to get you. His name is so nefarious.